convincing their families. That's what many police recruits say is the hardest part about entering the field. Washington State Police Departments are hiring, but images of police protests continue to dominate the airwaves. So what motivates someone to become a police officer these days? KUOW's Amy Radel met some of the state's newest recruits.
Some people at the police academy have policing in their blood. Their parents or grandparents were police officers. Stephanie Schendel is not one of them.
I don't come from a law enforcement family. I come from a family full of nurses, actually. So this has been a lot for them.
Schendel herself never had much exposure to police until she worked covering cops and courts for a newspaper in Centralia.
Through that line of work, I got to really learn what policing is and what police officers do and the role they play in society. And it was very inspiring, and it inspired me to pursue something more proactive with my own life.
Here at the academy, she's wearing the uniform of the Bellevue Police Department, where she'll soon be working. In the last few years, the academy has focused not just on skills and legal issues, but on the role police should play in society. Schendel says she's welcomed the new curriculum, called Blue Courage, as something that benefits officers as well as those they police.
The successful police officers who have long careers are people who are well-balanced, not only in their professional life, but also in their personal lives. And to me, that's the way I interpreted the Blue Courage curriculum. It's teaching someone to be well-balanced and to be respectful and to stay grounded in why they chose this profession and why they do this profession.
Joining a police department as police protests dominate the headlines is tough, she says, but in a way, invigorating.
I think that people should scrutinize their government, whether it be the police or politicians. So I think we are going in at an interesting time because there is so much scrutiny. But at the same time, police departments as a whole across the nation need to work on bettering their relationships with the communities that they serve.
Some recruits not only don't have police in their families, but their run-ins with police have left scars. Jack Fain is one of the relatively few minorities coming through the academy. He says his family's background, coming from Laos and Cambodia, did affect his attitudes toward police.
Honestly, I did have the I hate the police mentality because that's what I was raised around.
One of the instructors asks Fain to tell his class about growing up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, when kids were joining Asian gangs.
You shared a great story with us about being treated suspiciously growing up as a kid, right? And how that made you feel. Could you share that story?
I was just a kid in middle school and just walking down the street with my friend. We lived in a pretty bad neighborhood. And so a cop stopped us and basically accused us of being gang members and, you know, and told us that we were up to no good and we were just walking through the park. So that was definitely affected me for a long time until I finally had a positive contact with someone who was in law enforcement.
When Fain was 16, a friend's uncle, a police officer, became a role model and a mentor. Now he's training to join the Clark County Sheriff's Office. There's been a lot of discussion of hiring more racial minorities, especially to police other minorities. But the Academy's executive director, Sue Rahr, says she doesn't see much change in the demographics of police hiring, except that they're a little older than in the past.
In terms of the gender diversity and the race diversity, it's not that different than it has been for the last 30 years. What has caught my attention, though, is the diversity of life experience coming in the door.
Life experience, you know, and I was just like, is that another way of saying you're old?
That's Richard Taylor, who's joining the Olympia Police Department. He's 44 and already spent a career working with juvenile offenders and foster families. Taylor says it's been a little strange to be surrounded by younger recruits, but his other jobs taught him valuable policing skills, to listen, to talk things through with people, and to avoid physical confrontations.
There's going to be some difficulties that these younger guys have that I won't have, just because, one, as soon as I step out of the car, just my age, my appearance is going to be a little bit different perception that somebody may have than some of the younger kids.
When he decided to switch careers, his 12-year-old daughter was upset.
You know, all the police shows, I mean, it's all the shooting and you know, police officers getting shot and you know, them being on the news for bad stuff. And she just got real quiet when I talked to her about it, and I knew that she wasn't absolutely okay with it.
But she came around. Taylor says he wouldn't have taken this step without his family's consent. Recruits face a long hiring process. To get to the academy, they've already gone through months of extensive background checks, exams, mental health screenings, even polygraph tests and voice analysis. Training instructors say it's almost impossible to find applicants who have no blemish in their past, from driving infractions to drug use. These days, they say, departments are looking for people who have overcome and learned from their difficulties. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.